Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Miguel Delone. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Tim Raines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Terry Francona. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting 7th. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Fran Mullins. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike Krukow. And now, play ball. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Brenly and he is out, Mullins applying the tag. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is hit by the pitch. Davis moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper pinch runs for Manny Trillo. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into right field. Dawson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dawson. Davis scores. Kuiper moves to third. Oliver moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Kuiper scores. Oliver moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Giants. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper now playing second base. Johnny Lemaster now playing shortstop. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Wallach moves to second. It's 4-1, Giants. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wallach moves to third. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster strikes out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow takes first base on ball four. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Delone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Brenly and he is out, LeMaster applying the tag. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Leonard takes first base on ball four. Kuiper moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Oliver moves to third. Leonard moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Bob James now pitching. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-1 in the game. Brenly takes first base on ball four. Oliver scores. Leonard moves to third. Youngblood moves to second. It's 6-1, Giants. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little misplays the ball. That's an error on Little. Leonard scores. Brenly moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, Giants. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Krukow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson moves to third. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brenly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Carter moves to second. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper misplays the ball. That's an error on Kuiper. Daryl Thomas pinch hits for Angel Salazar. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose pinch hits for Bob James. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Carter moves to third. Francona moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Giants. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Delone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Thomas now playing shortstop. Dan Schatzeder now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Schatzeder covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-2 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Raines strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Expos 2. the Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear pinch hits for Dan Schatzetter. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Greg Harris now pitching. Darryl Thomas now playing left field. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brenly is hit by the pitch. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carter for a passed ball. Brenly moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-2 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brenly scores. It's 8-2, Giants. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krukow bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to second. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to third. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-3 in the game. Little hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Raines moves to third. Greg Minton now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines scores. Dawson moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, Giants. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Wallach reaches second base with a double. Dawson scores. It's 8-4, Giants. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wallach scores. It's 8-5, Giants. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Expos 5. The Giants will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark strikes out. There goes Oliver. The throw from Carter to second, and Oliver is out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Greg Harris. Scott Thompson now playing first base. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-4 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Expos 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Brenly takes first base on ball 4. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brenly moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Minton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kuiper fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Dawson moves to third. Two outs. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Francona moves to second. It's 8-6, Giants. Frank Williams now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper misplays the ball. That's an error on Kuiper. Francona scores. Thomas moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Giants. Doug Flynn pinch hits for Jeff Reardon. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 8, and Montreal Expos, 7. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.